Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And I do have a wombat tonight, so it'll be around the middle of the show. And I have a lot of different, very varied music tonight. We're going to really cover some ground. We're going to start with one of my home bases, and that is country music. Twangy guitar, heavy harmony. I just want to say one thing. I won't tell you much, but I am a bass singer. So I am proud to be a bass singer when I hear this recording. This is "I've Never Been This Homesick Before" by the Farmhouse Redeemed Quartet.
There's a light in the window, a table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door. See the family gathered, sweet faces all familiar, no one's old or feeble anymore. This old lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings, start flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness, I'm ready for deliverance, and Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness, I'm ready for deliverance, and Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
"I've Never Been This Homesick Before" by the Farmhouse Redeemed Quartet. And next up is "Kyrie" by Mr. Mister from 1985. And the words that starts off with is "Kyrie eleison," which is Greek for "Lord have mercy." And this went to number one in 1985.
Yeah! cannot hide. Setting my feet upon the
Kyrie by Mr. Mister. Next up is Miss Emily's Picture by John Conley. And I don't know what to say about him, except he's kind of a master of phrasing. Plus his voice is just perfect for this song. Miss Emily's Picture by John Conley.
This is Miss Emily's Picture for Bad Guy.
I wake up in the morning in a state of fright, on the wrong side of the bed all night, clinging to the broken heart inside my head. Open my eyes and I move my hand from round her pillow to the nightstand, and straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Go to the office, the work's piled up. Pour three fingers bourbon in my coffee cup and cry on my best friend's shoulder down the hall. Feel so lonely when I close the door, biting my nails and I walk the floor and straighten Miss Emily's picture on my wall. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me, and all that my future means. is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. And straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Leave my office and I go downtown to a little bar we all hang around. Laugh, drink beer, shoot pool, have a ball. When the laughter stops and the hurting takes hold, reach in my pocket for my billfold and show Miss Emily's picture to them all. I stagger in the house and I slam the door, scatter my clothes all over the floor, wishing I could do the same thing in my head. Drink a beer and eat a bite, and just before I turn out the light, I straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me. And all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. And straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Steve Sackler on the harmonica for Miss Emily's picture. Thank you very much. Red Lane song, Miss Emily's picture.
That was Miss Emily's Picture by John Conley. Next up is a very short piece, 36 seconds. It's June Apple, played on Frailing Banjo. And I often mention I'm a banjo player. This is the kind of music I worship. This is what I really want to be able to play on the banjo. This kind of banjo music. I believe this style is called old-timey. So here's your 36 seconds of June Apple. June Apple, played on a banjo using the Frailing old-timey style. And next up is a big, I guess you'd call it a genre-bending move here. We're going into something that's almost hard rock. This is Sweet Child O' Mine by Guns N' Roses.
We'll be right back. Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Just heard Sweet Child O' Mine by Guns N' Roses. Next up is gospel. It's Pray, Brother, Pray by the Marshall Family. I don't know anything about the Marshall Family, but I'd give anything to be able to sing with them. I love the way they do this. Pray, Brother, Pray.
Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see. We're told of trials and tribulations, telling you it's hard to pray. Let us remember the promise and reward if we hold on to Judgment Day. Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see. Let us not worry the time of the day. Pray, my brother, pray. Many are called, but few are chosen to do the will of my Lord. Oh, many are called, but few are chosen. Are you worthy of the Master's hand? Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see the light. Let us not worry the time of the day. Pray, my brother. Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see the light.
That was Pray All Day, or Pray Brother Pray, by the Marshall Family. Next up is the Wombat. Today's Wombat is coming up right now. It's a reading. The reader is Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart, if you please. I first ran into Patrick Stewart as Captain Picard of the Star Trek Second Generation. Well, I was very attached to that. Really enjoyed. And eventually learned that he had been a very successful Shakespearean actor in London before taking on this role of Captain Picard. So he is the reader of the poem, which is To His Coy Mistress by Andrew Marvel, one of the better-known poems in the English language. And if you listen closely, you'll hear quotes go by. There are three or four places, well-known quotes. So I won't even give you, I'll let it give. This is To His Coy Mistress by Andrew Marvel, read by Patrick Stewart.
Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, lady, were no crime. we would sit down and think which way to walk and pass our long love's day. Thou, by the Indian Ganges side, shouldst rubies find. I, by the tide of Humber, would complain. I would love you 10 years before the flood, and you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow. 100 years should go to praise thine eyes and on thy forehead gaze, 200 to adore each breast, but 30,000 to the rest, an age at least to every part, and the last age should show your heart. For, lady, you deserve this state, nor would I love at lower rate. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in thy marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honour turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Now, therefore, while the youthful glue sits on thy skin like morning dew, and while thy willing soul transpires at every pore with instant fires, now let us sport us while we may, and now, like amorous birds of prey, rather at once our time devour than languish in his slow-chapped power. Let us roll all our strength and all our sweetness up into one ball, and tear our pleasures with rough strife, thorough the iron grates of life. Thus, though we cannot make our sun stand still, yet we will make him run.
That was today's Wombat, To His Coy Mistress by Andrew Marvel, and read by Patrick Stewart. And now we're going back on the plantation a little bit. This is Omaha, performed by Thunder and Rain, and they start off with a banjo, so you know they're back on my plantation to get this underway. So, Thunder and Rain with Omaha. just heard Omaha with Thunder and Rain. And the next song up is a version of Matty Groves by Fairport Convention. I have played on the show a number of times a version that I learned from Sheila K. Adams, and it's the Appalachian Mountain version. And this is almost certainly the song, the earlier words from which the one that Sheila K. Adams sings came from. This is the original story, and the rhythm is the same, and just as driving and pounding. Matty Groves by Fairport Convention.
Lord Donald's wife came into the church, the gospel for to hear. And when
That was Matty Groves by the Fairport Convention. And next up is The Cuckoo by Maura Smiley. Addiction to banjo bleeds through almost everything. So that was Maura Smiley and a banjo singing The Cuckoo, a song I learned many years ago. And next up is something again off the plantation. This is close to hard rock, but then it gets into pop. I don't know what genre this is. It's called Babylon by David Gray. And I took the time to look up the words since I don't hear so well sometimes. Oh, heavy duty words, good stuff. So if you can parse the words out, see if you can follow the songs. Babylon by David Gray.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind. I've been a fool to open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule.
Babylon by David Gray. You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from Emery and Henry. And we do this Monday nights at 7, and the show repeats Saturday afternoons at 1. Wombats and Music. Wombats are what I call the odd things, like the poem I had read tonight. And the music, well, that's what's coming up now. So, next up is Sweet Dreams. Fleetwood Mac made the definitive version of this, but this is a group called, well, Reina Del Cid and Josh Turner. And together they do a rather nice version of Sweet Dreams.
Seven seas, everybody.
That was Sweet Dreams by Raina Del Cid and Josh Turner. Next up is Every Day by Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly's influence can't be underestimated. Many of the very popular British groups that came over during that time with the Beatles and then the ones that followed said that Buddy Holly was one of the influences that shaped their music. So here's one of the early songs that shaped music for the next 20 or 30 years. Every Day by Buddy Holly.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
That was Every Day by Buddy Holly. And next up is Take It Easy. And this version is by Thunder and Rain. So this is the second song on today's show we've had from the same group, Thunder and Rain. Take It Easy.
Take it easy.
Take It Easy by Thunder and Rain. So if today we haven't touched on the great weight of the world on our shoulders, so the next song will do it for you. This is What Have They Done to the Rain by Joan Baez.
I'll sing you the gentlest protest song I know. It doesn't protest gently, but it sounds gentle. It's called What Have They Done to the Rain. Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone, the boy disappears. As the breeze blows by, just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. Disappears and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? And what have they done to the rain?
Next up is Rabbit on a Stump by Albert Hash. Albert Hash is probably one of the best known fiddlers from our area. He lived up on a White Top Mountain, and I went up to see him. Oh, must be 30, 40 years ago now. And he invited me into his house with my cousin who lives around here. And we got in. Mr. Hash took us downstairs and showed us where he makes fiddles. And then we sat up in the living room, and his mother came in and served us lemonade. Anyway, so I met Albert Hash. I was just starting to learn fiddle, and he asked me to play. I was embarrassed. I think I played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But he encouraged me, told me to stay with it. This tune is called Rabbit Up a Stump. Thank you. That was Rabbit Up a Stump by Albert Hash. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are absolutely gorgeous and occasionally put in something odd like the poem reading we had tonight. And each week, I end the show in the same way. I did it many years ago, and a woman wrote me and said she liked it, I should keep it, so I have. This is the audience participation time, where I ask you to join me in doing something, and I ask you to join me in celebrating, and celebrating being alive, really. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.